Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. Everybody, and welcome to the Miss Goldie T Radio Show, First Lady with the Facts on Culturezine Radio Network. How y'all like that intro song? I love the intro song. Shout out to Alan Redder, who produced that dope Goldie track, and who would have thought years later it would be the introduction to my radio show. So, how's everybody doing? Happy holidays, everybody. I'm so excited about the holidays. You know, usually, back in the day and everything, I didn't like the holidays, but I realized if you just focused on family and wellness and life and living, that you can enjoy these holidays so much more, because it's not about buying presents. It's not about spending your money and going over budget. It's just about being grateful for being here, being grateful for being alive. And that's all I'm focused on. So, you know, I hope everyone's happy, and I hope everyone is doing good. And, you know, don't spend all your money. I mean, you can never get enough presents, and you can never cover everyone, and no one is ever satisfied. So just forget about it, okay? Cook a nice dinner. Get some fried turkey going on and some macaroni and cheese and some dirty rice, and get some Mother Cooper's potato salad, you know, and get some sweet potato pies and everything. That's what the holidays should be about, enjoying family and just being thankful for everything that you have and being able to see another day. So on that note, I'm going to play Run DMC with Christmas and Holidays, because, you know, I want to hear a little Christmas music. I don't know about y'all, but we will be right back with the Miss Cozy to You Show. And here is Run DM, Christmas and Holidays.
Little Lup, where have you been?
Naughty, naughty.
Hey, that's right. Oh, the naughty you. Keeping me from my rounds. I'm late as it is. Now stay put. Don't go anywhere till I get back. Understand me?
Nice.
We'll be right back.
didn't get the man from last night?
Santa? Macy's?
Yo, man, let's go eat, man. I'm starving.
Come on, man.
And we're back with the Miss Goldie TU radio show, First Lady with the Facts. And we was just listening to Run DMC, Christmas and Hollis. So how's everybody doing tonight? I got a lot of exciting things going on. If anyone hasn't checked out my YouTube show, wow, it's just like the radio show, except for we got a visual now. So check out my YouTube certified web series on Worldwide Entertainment TV on the YouTube channel, and you can also go to the worldwideentertainmenttv.com network. And if any artists want to be a guest, if you want to be a feature, if you have a product you're trying to promote, if you want to be a product sponsor, holler at me, because, you know, we doing all of that. And we got it popping, and we doing it big right now. And I'm so happy about Christmas. My mom is here. My mom came to visit from New Orleans, and my cousin Moselle, and she's in there chefing it up right now. Do you know what a pleasure it is to be able to eat someone else's cooking? I tell you. And she cleans the kitchen when she's done, too. I freaking love it. Okay, so, you know, Goldie likes to play her favorite songs, and I like you all to listen to my favorite songs. So I have an artist that I had the pleasure of working with in the gospel stage play, Never Judge a Book by Its Cover. He played my husband, Vin Keaton. His album is so hot, like, he's real R&B, ladies, and he's single, ladies. So I'm going to play Trouble, and we'll be right back with the Miss Goldie TU radio show.
She's trouble, no good for me.
Go. Pushing in myself, doesn't matter, wrong or right. Just one night, I like to slow and get lost inside. But something keeps pulling me back. So you don't attack. All that's left up won't lead to the pain.
And if you have just tuned in, you are now live with the Miss Gold DTU Radio Show, First Lady with the Facts, on Culture Zine Radio Network, where urban culture lives. And that was my main man, Ben Keaton. He is so dope, ladies, and he's so chocolate. Y'all got to check him out. Y'all got to follow Ben Keaton. That's V-I-N-K-E-K-E-A-T-I-N, Ben Keaton, yes. Y'all got to follow him. He's so dope, ladies. I'm talking about that's real R&B, like. And I miss real R&B. Don't you guys miss real R&B? So, I mean, like, what is everyone doing for Christmas? What is everyone cooking? What's going on? Like, I need to know. I need to know what people are doing here and what's going on for Christmas. So if I haven't told you and you just tuned in, make sure you watch my YouTube series, Miss Goldie to you, TV. That's right, they put me on TV, guys. Ah! So, it's Miss Goldie to you, TV on worldwideentertainmenttv.com and on the YouTube channel, Worldwide Entertainment TV. Y'all gotta check me out. I have some exciting guests and, you know, a lot of information for the artists. And if everyone else isn't tired, I am so tired of this new music. I'm so tired of it. Like, I mean, not that I knock anyone or the talent that they profess to have, because, you know, everyone's talent might be an acquired taste, just like caviar. Some people might like it and some people might not like it. So I don't knock anyone's talent, but, I mean, come on, you guys. Are we really supporting this music? Are we really, you know, dancing to this music? I mean, what happened? Everyone's getting killed. Everyone's getting high. Everyone's having sex. That's what they're doing on the new school music. They're getting high, they're having sex, and they're killing people, and they're making money. I mean, come on, four things that you're doing. You know, back in the days with Barry White and Luther Vandross and even with the hip hop, you know, KRS-One, the bridge was over, and they was repping a hood, and you know, they wasn't talking about killing your mama and having sex with your sister and your daughter and everything like that. Like, you know, come on. So, you know, one of my topics today was basically we have this mumble mouth music, and you know, we have these artists that are wearing dresses, and I mean, I'm not talking about anyone because, you know, when you become a personality or in the public, you know, you get charged for the things that you say. Well, charge this to the game. So, I mean, I'm not against it, but I'm not with it either. I mean, you have rappers and they're supposed to be guys and they have red hair and bobs and they're getting blowouts and their hair curled and everything and they're wearing dresses. I mean, what are we teaching the children? What are we teaching them? Are we teaching them that it's okay for men to wear dresses and have long hair and be rappers and be gangsters and kill people and be a drug addict? I mean, when was it ever cool to be a drug addict? Like, really? So, you know, they're sipping lean and they're doing whatever they're doing out here in this world. And we're glorifying it. We're helping them. We're going to these concerts. We're buying this music. We are actually telling them that we agree with what they're doing. I need some people that don't agree with what's going on. I fell in love with hip-hop because it was metaphorical and it was poetic and it was an expression of the community where you came from and the life you may have went through and the situations you went through. And what happened to music like that? And what happened to the baby making music? And what happened to when men loved women and they wanted to be lovers and they didn't just want to treat you like you were some street corner hooker or something, you know? So this is what we are teaching our children. This is what we are teaching the younger generation. And on that note, I'm not going to talk you out of death, though. So I'm going to play something. I love Sunshine Anderson. Who else loves Sunshine Anderson? I'm going to play Lunch and Dinner, and I'll be right back with the Miss Cole DT Radio Show. First Lady with the Facts. Hey.
I'm thinking, since I'm who you want, I'm who you want.
If you have just tuned in, you are now live with the Miss Goldie T Radio Show, First Lady with the Facts on Culture Zine Radio Network. And that was my homegirl, Sunshine Anderson, with lunch or dinner. You know, if I'm who you want and need in your life, hey, let's go out on some old-fashioned dates. And what happened to that anyway? What happened to when a guy liked you? He picked you up at your house. He asked your parents' permission, and he dated you. And he took you out in the daytime. He didn't call you at 2 a.m. He called you in the daytime. You went out. You got dressed up, and he respected who you was, put in that work to date you and make sure you got his approval. What happened to that, y'all? Because, you know, I got four daughters. And I'm so into the dating game, and I'm so into the sincerity of, but you know what? This has been lost in our generation and our culture. The young men nowadays, they don't have respect for women. They don't have respect for their mama, their grandmama. They just don't respect women at all. And you know what? Women, we don't respect ourselves either. I'm not partial. And you know, First Lady got the facts now. I don't take sides. I'm a woman, but hey. Women, we don't respect ourselves either. And that's why these men don't respect us. And we are women raising men without men. We're women raising men without men. So how can we teach our men how to be men? By being a woman of example. By being a woman that your son knows is not a whore. Or being a woman that your son didn't see a lot of men coming in and out your household, in and out your life. So your man, if your son only got one good woman to know in this world, it better be his mama. That's all. Or that, you know, we have to each one teach one. And, you know, Goldie always teaching one. So I got a new artist, too, that I'm going to play tonight. And she's fire. She's down here working with my peoples in ATL. I ain't get all the details on her yet because, you know, First Lady love to get the facts. I ain't get all the details on her, but all I know is she's super fire. And later on in the show, I'm going to be playing her single. I just played Big Homie Vin Keaton and Sunshine Anderson. And I just miss y'all so much. I haven't been on the air in a while because, you know, I've been busy doing the Goldilocks thing, doing the TV show thing. And if you didn't know, I will be performing at the Coast to Coast Live in ATL. Yes. Shout out to everyone who voted for me to perform at Coast to Coast. And if you are in the Atlanta area, I need your support. I need you to come out January 9th. I need you to be on this Coast to Coast in this scene, on this set with me. I mean, holler at me. Hit me up on Instagram, Yonkers First Lady. Hit me up on Facebook, Goldie, Miss Goldie to you, Locks. Hit me up at the Miss Goldie to you radio show, Twitter, Instagram, everything. Yonkers First Lady, everything. Goldie Locks, everything, everything, everything. But you know what? I always got to rep my hometown. So I'm going to play one of my other favorite songs, and that's Mary J. Blige with Wyclef and 911. Y'all know, if I could be an R&B singer, I would be a singer, but guess what? I'm rocking with y'all right now. So here we go with Wyclef and Mary with 911, and we'll be right back with the Miss Goldie T Radio Show, First Lady with the Facts.
Yo, what up? This Wyclef with Mary J. The girls with my acoustic guitars, you know what I'm saying? Yo, fellas having problems with the chicks. I want you right now to turn the lights down low. Pull your girl up next to you. I want you to sing these words.
If this jam comes for me tonight, girl, I want you to know that I love you. And no matter how tough I would have been, only to you I would reveal my tears. Tell the police I ain't home tonight. My
messing around with you is gonna give me life. But when I look into your eyes, man, you're worth that sacrifice. Love that my mom used to warn me about, man, I'm in trouble, I'm in real big trouble. If this is the kind of love that the old folks used to warn me about, man, I'm in trouble, I'm in real big trouble. I need y'all to do me a favor, someone please call 911.
Pick up the phone, y'all.
Tell them I just been shot down. And the bullets in my heart, and it's piercing through my soul.
I'm losing blood, y'all.
Feel my body getting cold. Someone please call 911.
Pick up the phone, y'all.
The alleged is selling his fine foot wine, and she's shining through my soul.
Breath of fight to take. It's as hard as these four walls I wanna break.
Yo, Mary.
I told the cops you wasn't here tonight.
Right.
Messing around with me is gonna get you alive. Oh, yeah.
Mary.
Yeah. But every time I look into your eyes, man, it's worth the sacrifice.
Love that your mom used to warn you about.
Mm-hmm.
Mary, you're in trouble.
I'm in real big trouble.
You're in real big trouble.
Lord knows I'm in trouble.
And if this is the kind of love that the old folks used to warn me about,
every day, every
man,
night,
I'm in trouble.
I'm in real big trouble.
I'm in real big trouble. You got anything to say, girl?
Someone please call 911. Yeah.
Pick up the phone, y'all.
Tell them I just got shot. Got shot down, and it's piercing through my soul.
I'm losing blood, y'all.
Feel my body getting cold.
Someone please call 911.
Can you do that for me?
The legend is selling was 5 foot one, and she shot me through my soul.
And he shot me through my heart.
Feel my body.
Hey, y'all don't even know it's over time. I love the Mary J. Blige and Wyclef 911. If you have just tuned in, you are now live with the Miss Cozy T Radio Show. First Lady with the Facts on Culture Zine Radio Network. Yonkers First Lady. Yeah, and everything. And I'm so excited because I missed my mom. Yeah, I missed my mom. And she came to visit me down here in ATL where, you know, I'm sorry, New York people, it's cold. Y'all cold. New York people, it's cold right now. And, I mean, I'm not teasing you or anything because I don't want to be cold. And I feel bad for you, but everyone's welcome down here to the sunny, sunny, sunny Atlanta. And chill out with me, you know. So, you know, we were talking about hip-hop. We were talking about the mumble mouth rap music. And I was watching a video earlier with, what's his name? Lil Yachty or whatever his name is. But he was dressed up like a girl, kind of. And, you know, he had the red hair. And I mean, he was like, you know, this is going to make hits. This is going to sell records. So is this the impression that we're giving people that using homosexual tendencies and being so cultivated in the new millennium era of we don't care about morals and values anymore? Is this the music that we're supporting? I mean, what? We as people have control. Like, when they were upset about the police brutality and they said, you know, we're going to boycott Walmart and we're going to boycott this and then we're going to boycott that. But back in the days with the bus boycott, they didn't do it for one day. They didn't do it for 2 days. They didn't do it for 3 days. They did it for months until they got results. They walked to work for months until they got results. Y'all people, y'all can't live without electricity. Y'all can't live without Wi-Fi. Y'all can't live without much of nothing. So how are you going to make sacrifices as people to cause change, to create change? How are you as people going to make these sacrifices? I mean, I don't see where you can do it. Our generation right now is not strong enough to make sacrifices. They can't go without Wi-Fi. They can't go without the internet. They can't go without electricity. They can't go without much of nothing. You know, we need these things. We got to eat steak and lobster and McDonald's. We got to have these things. We got to. We got to have these things. We don't know how to sacrifice these things. But trust and believe when I tell you, your grandma and your great-grandma didn't eat no McDonald's. And you know what? They live well past their 90s. They didn't eat McDonald's. They didn't eat KFC. Wasn't no Church's chicken. Wasn't no Yonkers fried chicken. Wasn't none of that stuff. And you know what? They lived. They still living in their 90s. Y'all people can't live past 55, Harley. I bless the people. God bless all the people that live past 24. Really. If you're more than 24 years old right now, God bless you. You lived. It's like you lived beyond your eternity already when you got past 24. Because, you know, things are changing, and you better grab a hold to something. Grab a hold to something in life that's going to help you through the changes that we're going through. But if you have just tuned in, you are now live with the Miss Goldie T radio show, First Lady with the Facts. And I'm going to play a new artist. And when I tell you, ain't nobody never heard her. Like, I got the exclusive right now. This is so the exclusive. Her manager just sent this to me straight out the studio. It's called The Race to Pass. And I'm going to get back to you in a few seconds. But we going to listen to this, and y'all tell me what y'all think about it.
Never thought I'd ever see you walk away from me. Guess I should have known it was bound to happen eventually. I had your heart and I knew it right from the start. But I was scared, I didn't know what to do with all your love. You gave me your heart. Pushed it all away, but baby, I know I was wrong, and I wish you would have stayed. Everyone makes mistakes, and I am only human. So can we erase the past and start with the new slate? 'Cause I did. Every day, but I should have known it was only a matter of time. You said you loved me, I didn't believe you, and now I'm sitting here by myself. I should have listened, 'cause now I'm missing my baby like crazy. You gave me your heart and your soul, and I pushed it all. but everyone makes mistakes, and I am only human. Can we erase the past and start with a new slate? Oh, 'cause I didn't mean to push you home.
Yes, and if you have just tuned in, you are now live with the Miss Goldie TU radio show, First Lady with the Facts, and that was my girl Jakara Gaines with Erase the Past. Y'all got to check her out. She's an up-and-coming artist, and I mean, I'm so into that new R&B, like, I'm so into it, and I'm loving it. So, how's everyone enjoying the show tonight? I'm enjoying the show. I have some other artists I was going to feature tonight, but stay tuned. Make sure you tune in every week, every Tuesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the same number, the same site. And I'm always going to, you know, feature upcoming artists, upcoming producers, film writers, whatever. I'm here to bring inspiration to the people. Like, I want to inspire you. I want to let you know that everything is, you know what, Mother Cooper used to read this book to me all the time called With God, All Things Are Possible. And I believe that so much. With God, all things are possible. If it wasn't for God, I wouldn't be here today. I wouldn't be on this radio. I wouldn't be on the TV. I wouldn't be anything that I am right now. So with God, all things are possible. And I need you people to believe that. If you don't believe in anything, you will believe in nothing. So what's up with that? Make sure y'all log on to the Culturezine Network site, culturezine.com, culturezinenetwork.com. Log on to the Blog Talk Station. If you miss any of my shows, Ms. Goldie been on the air for 1 year now. 1 year. That means I've done one show every week, 4 times 12. So if you haven't listened to that many shows, I suggest that you log on to the Blog Talk Station where you logged on tonight, or www.blogtalk.com/culturezineradio/culturezinenetwork. And I believe the shows are on CulturezineNetwork.com. And just listen to the shows. Listen to the guests. Search them. You know, I try to deal with real people with real situations. And I want to bring that to you. I want to bring that to your household. I want to bring it to your living room. Like, you know, let's find out what people are doing. Let's get the facts on everyone. And I so love my YouTube show. Artists, if you want to submit to be a guest on my YouTube show, on my radio show, you can email me at MissGoldie2@gmail.com. That's MissGoldie2@gmail.com. hit me up. I want to know what you're doing. Sponsors, advertisers. If you have clothes, if you have jewelry, if you have shoes, hit me up. Ms. Goldie needs these things. And, you know, I want to promote your product. And let's get worldwide recognition. And shout out to Worldwide Entertainment TV. They hold Ms. Goldie down. Shout out to Under Lock and Key Entertainment, my manager, my guys, and Shaw Ames, and the whole Under Lock and Key camp. I love y'all so much. Like, I so love y'all. Shout out to Faces Management. You know, they made me head A&R over there. So, artists, if you're looking to take your career to the next level, let's do it. I mean, let's do it. Let's work. Let's put this work in. If you're ready to take your career to the next level, I got what you need. Hit me up, Ms. Goldie. Hit me up on Instagram, Yonkers First Lady with the number one, STLADY. Hit me up on Facebook. Goldie, Ms. Goldie to you, Locks. And shout out to the Locks on that new album, Filthy America. I can't wait to, you know, really take the time out to listen to it track for track. I've been hearing a lot of mixed reviews about it, but I'm always so excited about the home team. I'm always excited about DMX, The Locks, Mary. Whenever they drop a product, Yonkers First Lady is so excited about it. And, you know, I wish they were so excited about me. But in other words, and on to other news and other things that are so, so necessary. And shout out to everyone listening. I love y'all. Shout out to Mother Cooper. She listens every week. And I feel like if Mother Cooper is the age that she is and she can listen to my show every week, so can everyone else that calls themselves my friends. My mom listens every week. Shout out to my cousin Moselle. She in the kitchen cooking right now. I can't wait to eat when I get off the air. So you know what? We super turned up. Shout out to Maria. Shout out to my support team. Shout out to my sister Margaret on the line listening. I love her. And all my nieces and nephews, you know. If we don't support each other, who's going to support us? And if we, I look for the people that clap when I'm winning. And you should look for the people that clap when you winning. If people not clapping when you winning, you know, we're not going to discard them, but we're going to use them as fans later. You know what I mean? So, I mean, we're having a good time right now down here in Atlanta. I'm sorry for the people that's all cold in New York. I mean, I didn't want to be there. I don't want to be cold. So, you know, it's cold in ATL, too. We're kind of in the 30s or the 40s, I think. So, you know, everything. And shout out to Donald Trump. I love Donald Trump. I don't care what nobody say about me. I like Donald Trump. He just don't know how to talk to people. That's all. But I like Donald Trump. I like him. He's going to show and prove you, people. Trust me. And, you know, like I always tell you, if the president has so much power, Obama would have set us all free. But, you know, shout out to Savage Stone. I'm going to have him coming on the show soon and a few other people. So make sure you guys tune in every week, every Tuesday. Like every Tuesday, I need you on here listening to me and talking to me and inbox me, email me, tell me if you have show suggestions and guest suggestions. I love it. Like, I'm here for you guys. Like, let's network. Let's have fun. Let's have a good time. I want to be in your living room, and I want you in my living room. That's how we're going to do it. Like, back in the days, you know, when you went and visited people, and they had the record player, and, you know, people cooked food, and the kids played all in one room. Like, what happened to that? Let's go back to that. Let's go back to loving each other, supporting each other. And I just want to say happy holidays to everyone. I've been really, God has been blessing me, and God has been blessing my people. We're all alive, and, you know, shout out to the people, you know, that are going through things. We're praying for you. We always pray for you. And if you need prayer, call Mother Cooper, because every day at 12 noon, they have prayer. I get in on prayer. I love prayer. Like, I'm sucking it all up. And for the people that don't know about it, I don't care if you don't know about it, because I need all the prayers for me.
I'm being selfish with it, like, you know. And you should be selfish with it, too. Get you some prayer or do something. Or pray for somebody. Like, do something. Please, I encourage people. This is a challenge for the new year. Do something for someone else this year. I mean, show somebody some love. Buy family some groceries or buy some kids some coats at your kids' school that you see ain't got no coat. Or, you know what I mean? What happens to us doing for one another and loving one another? Let's do it. Let's so do it. I challenge you all to that. Let's so do it. Do something for someone. I dare you. I dare you to do something for someone else. Fix somebody a meal. I don't care, even if you don't have nothing. You got an extra can of beans and some rice in the cabinet, and you might got a big pack of chicken. Come on, cook somebody a meal and, you know, go over to your friend's house and say, you know what, I cooked this for you. Or, you know, I bought your kids a coat or something. Do something. Do something for someone. That's what the holiday season should be about. A sharing, loving, doing for one another. That's what we should do. You know, being just thankful, because so many things go on in this world throughout the whole year. We go through a lot of stuff. We go through a lot of problems. We suffer losses. And I mean, the little bit of times that we have to celebrate, I think we should celebrate them. And it shouldn't only be at funerals that we get together. Don't just get together at no funeral. Come on. Let's get together some more. Let's have Sunday dinners and let's go to church together and, you know, let's do stuff together. Let's have baby showers and christenings and weddings. And let's get together on brighter occasions besides, you know, the same old run-of-the-mill funeral. I'm not going to nobody else's funeral. Public service announcement. So if you die, I'm sorry, I'm not coming. I'm not going to come. I'm not pretty sure if I'm going to show up at my own funeral. So please don't bring me there. So you know what I'm saying? So I'm tired of us always celebrating who just got out of jail and who just died and who just got shot. That's all we know how to celebrate, and it's a shame. In today's era, we only know how to celebrate sufferings and losses. Let's celebrate life. Let's celebrate when somebody graduates. Let's celebrate when somebody get married. People not getting married no more. Let's celebrate when somebody gets saved. Let's celebrate when somebody gets healed, or, you know, when somebody makes it out the hospital. Let's go visit people in the hospital. Let's do that. Go visit somebody in a nursing home, you know, somebody you used to drink with and hang with and party with. Go visit them. Go see what they doing. Go see if they need a turkey or something that you was wasting anyway. You know what I mean? That's what I'm talking about. So, you know, now that I yelled at everyone and got on everyone, I hope y'all do something, and please tag me, inbox me, let me know what you did. I mean, I don't mean let's all tell people business what we did for them, but just be an inspiration. What you in this life for? You just here just living, taking up space, breathing up air? No, do something. Be something. Be somebody. I dare you. I dare you to be somebody. Right now, I dare everyone to be somebody. Oh, we don't know about that, though. So, you know what, I'm going to play something else because I know y'all tired of me rambling on and talking and everything. So, I'm going to go back to Vin Keaton. I love Vin Keaton. He's so humble. He's so sweet. So, Vin Keaton with That Love. And y'all follow him. Follow him. Trust me. Tell him Goldie said to follow you.
Stains on your face. Oh, that's been replaced. No more love, just disappointment and pain. Oh, you've been knocked down to the ground, and your trust is in the lost and found. Just want God to send that one, make you believe in. in love again. Come here, the past is in the past. Hold my hand, you gotta forget to move on. Bring it all to me. I promise I'll treat you like a queen. Look in my eyes, see that I'm real, I'm real.
And I know what you do with that love, that love, 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 love.
Getting what you got. You believe every man got an agenda, and some are there to answer, but some out here looking for love. Who can you trust? And this cold, cold world been beating you down. I just wanna turn your frown around. Come here, the past is in the past. Hold my hand. You gotta forget to move on. Bring it all
to me.
I promise I'd treat you like a queen. Yeah. Look in my eyes, see that I'm real, I'm real.
And I know what you do with that.
That love.